Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
Today on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast, we've got CSC men's basketball coach Shane Pabin with us. Coach, glad to have you with us to talk men's basketball. Welcome into the program. And how was your offseason? How are you doing?
Well, first, thanks for having me. And yeah, offseason was good. A lot of recruiting and stuff. I play a little golf.
Nice. Yeah, good to get some stuff done in the offseason away from basketball and building the team with those recruits. And before we kind of look at this year's team, let's take a glance back at last year. You're entering your second season as the head coach here at Chadron State. Last year, you took the guys to the first RMAC tournament since the 2011 season here in Chadron. What do you think made that season so successful, especially as you had to deal with a pandemic?
Obviously, the pandemic threw a lot of wrenches in the overall plans. It's like every day it seemed like it was something new and we had to adjust on the fly so much. And then just with losing a player before the season through the NCAA and then Big J going down, I was immensely proud of our group coming together and making it to the All-MAC tournament when you lose your top two scorers. You know, we did become a very good defensive team throughout the season and started buying into the culture that we're trying to build here to compete for an All-MAC championship and to make runs in the NCAA tournament.
Coach, a brand new season upon us. You've been practicing for over a week now with your team, and there are some key returners coming in this year. A few guys in the backcourt to mention. You have Marcus Jefferson, Teddy Parham, Brady Delamont on the roster, and that's a pretty solid group of guards that you have coming back.
Yeah, I think if the guard core comes in with the same effort level, actually probably a little better, they were given last year, and then adding the players to the red shirts and recruits, we could have a really good team, but a lot of it is just up to us getting the max effort out of them right now. We still don't understand what a championship effort truly looks like.
Coach CJ Jennings is going to be one of those guys that it looks like you're bringing back in. Now, he was part of your team last year, but not able to play. What can the fans expect and see out of CJ, and what do you want to have him add to the team this year?
I think CJ is probably our best overall scorer on the team. We just got to get him probably right defensively and learning the intensity level and effort level that we need on every possession that I expect. And if he gets that right, you know, this guy's a limit for him because he can score the ball. He's going to make sure the effort level is consistent. But he does have a lot of tools in the shed that he can call upon.
Coach Shane Pabin with us on the CSC Sports Journal radio show and podcast this week, visiting about CSC men's basketball. And Coach, let's get into the newcomers now. It looks like you focused on bringing in some size in the offseason. You brought a couple of centers in, 6'10", 6'11", great size. One of them, Janiah Gadsden, he's a D1 transfer from Bowling Green, and the other comes over from Northern Arizona. Tell us about those two guys.
Well, you did pick the two guys that are actually hurt right now. Big Joe, he's a very athletic, 6'10", moves well. You know, he's a big human being, but had some bad luck. He was in a car accident in August and just had some concussion syndromes that we're just trying to get him back on the court. Obviously, it wasn't his fault, but it delayed his kind of on-court pretty much appearance. He just had a little bit of a relapse, just more concussion syndromes. And then Big O, a kid from Poland, had a back issue, and we knew that going in. And he's probably about a month away before we can get him on the court fully. But he's been working hard and doing what he's been asked to do for rehab and stuff. And the doc and the trainers are happy to see his improvement through the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Coach, bummer to hear about the situation with those two guys, and hopefully they can get back with you here soon, get healthy for you and your team, and makes depth so important for your squad. Do you feel like you have some depth building up early on in practice? You can dive into that bench a little bit and help you get through the first few weeks of the season if maybe those two bigs can't come back as quick as you want?
Yeah, I do. I thought we did. I think our recruiting class overall was a pretty good one. It's just guys that you bring in for a talent, and we improved our height and our talent level. And the biggest thing for us is now just integrating them to the system that we want to, you know, defense and rebounding and toughness and playing hard, get them, everyone on the same page. And that's a process. You know, it's not a, I flip the lights on and it just happens. You know, we get to learning, you know, some days there's a step back and then we have two steps forward the next day. So it's, you know, it's just a process that we have to go through. And the nice thing with some experience, it's not, you're not, you know, running around with it, like a chicken with the head cut off. It's just that you have time and understand what you're building towards, not just trying to fix problems or put out fires every day.
Sure. Coach Shane Pabin with us here on the CSC Sports Radio Show and podcast. You mentioned talent. Looks like you've got an intriguing group of some new forwards coming in as well. One of them, Kamani Dunham. It looks like he's a junior, a three-star ESPN prospect that originally signed to College of Charleston. Went as his way to the JUCO side and then now is an addition to your team a little bit late this year, but he's with you. Is he going to play this year? What do you expect out of Kamani?
Yeah, he's actually going to add lots of depth for us at the center spot. He's a big human being. He's 6'9". Came in. He's a little out of shape, so he's got to shed a few pounds. And he joined us late, which that's fine. He's, you know, had to do some stuff at home. And then he is going to play this year. You know, he's only here. This is his second week, so I'll give him a couple more weeks to get him fully in shape. And just get integrated and understanding our system. He didn't miss any practice time. So that was a huge positive. He was here for the first day of practice, official practice. So he's probably got about 80% as everyone else has got about 100%, and just getting his body right. But he will add a lot of depth at the center spot. And he does have some ability, and it should probably get better throughout the season too, as well as he just gets in more better shape and this understanding our, you know, what kind of culture we're trying to build here. But he's a good young man, and we do have some high hopes for him.
Local guys are who fans also love to hear about, Coach, and you got Mason Heemstra in, an Alliance, Nebraska native from about an hour down the road. Tell us how Mason's fitting in so far, how he kind of looks to fit into the plans to get the season started as well.
I think he is a great depth of the guard spot. He just plays his tail off. You know, there's about three guys that kind of separate themselves just with their effort, and Mason's definitely one of them. And now that he has, I think, some better talent around him, he just, you know, the biggest thing for him now is kind of learning, like everybody else, you know, learning how to play with other players. And not everything is on his shoulders like it was at his past school. And he can rely on people and keep up that same great effort. And, you know, he's, I think, once again, I feel like I'm on repeat, but it's just like getting our guys to play together more. And getting those reps and learning how everyone plays, you're just going to see this team, I think, really blossom throughout the season.
It's going to be really fun, as you said, see them mesh, see them gel, see it all kind of come together with so many new people joining a terrific core that you bring back from last year. As we visit with Eagle men's basketball head coach Shane Pabin today, let's switch topics here, Coach. Let's get into the schedule. You're going to open up with a pair of Texas teams on November 12th and 13th as part of your non-conference schedule, and then there's that Thanksgiving trip down to Puerto Rico as well before you jump into RMAC play. Tell us a little bit about the non-conference schedule first.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Texas schools are going to come up. They're both very athletic. Kingsville has got some good history, and International has a new coach who basically brought in a new lineup. And I know both those teams, I kind of just recruiting and seeing they're going to be very athletic, and you can really attack us off the bounce. So, you know, we got our hands full at opening weekend. And then we turn around the very next week and go to Sioux Falls and Kearney. And they're going to have different styles of play. So I mean, obviously, we're going to be really tested those first four games, and then we play Haskell and go to Puerto Rico after that.
And that Puerto Rico tournament, what kind of competition are you going to see down there on the beaches in San Juan?
I hope it's competition that we get three wins from.
Right.
We're going to play schools from Puerto Rico, and just, you know, the knowledge base of those schools is probably going to be a little limited, so we're going to go on a little bit blind probably. Try to get as much knowledge as we can through synergy and any type of other videos. But, you know, it's going to be a fun trip as long as we get to find a way to get those wins. And, you know, I think, well, if anybody still wants to come, we still have a package deal. I think we have about 2 weeks before we have to send in a final reservation.
Sounds good. Get in touch with Coach Pabin. Information on the CSC Sports website if you want to make a trip down to Puerto Rico for Thanksgiving and three Shadron State games. Coach, we'll finish up with you today with some expectations for the season. It's super early, and I know there's a lot of work and gelling and progress you feel like this team is going to make, but kind of funny, the RMAC poll came out just a short time before we started doing this interview, and the Eagles picked 12th in that poll. I don't know how much stock you put into those kind of things, and from what you know about your team right now, you know, what is your expectation? What would you like to see this team accomplish from what you've learned so far about them, and how far you think they can fly?
I mean, you know, obviously getting to the 12th is, you know, should be motivation to prove people wrong. You know, our biggest, you know, I always say under a team is, like, you can't worry about what other people think. You just have to care of what you can control. And, you know, if we learn how to play with a championship effort, you know, I think the sky's the limit. But if we don't learn how to play hard, you know, we're just going to be a very mediocre team that's going to be up and down throughout the season. And, you know, that's why we have a job, and to push the guys and try to get the right guys in the court that are going to play hard and, you know, help us to compete for a championship.
Head Coach Shane Pabin, our guest tonight on the CSC Sports Journal radio show and podcast. Coach, appreciate the season preview. Looking forward to seeing the guys on the court this year and covering CSC men's basketball with you. Thanks again for getting our fans up to date with your squad.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Shadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance Bridgeport and Shadron.